Well, a report has found 17 nurses in Queensland are physically or verbally assaulted every week. In response, the Liberal National Party opposition has blamed the Queensland Nurses Union for being unaware of the situation and failing to protect their members. Shadow Health Minister Mark McArdle accused the union of being preoccupied with playing factional games with the Labor Party instead of speaking out. I spoke to the head of the Queensland Nurses Union, Beth Mole, about these concerns.
We're absolutely perplexed by the claims of opposition health spokesperson Mark McArdle in relation to the violence that's being perpetrated against our members. We absolutely work day in, day out to keep our members safe, and indeed our members are our union, and we're a democratic union with a democratic branch structure. So many of our local activists, who are also health and safety reps in many instances, work very hard to make sure that our members are aware of their rights and are actually protected at work. And whenever there are adverse incidents involving violence, we take immediate action to support our members. But more than that, we are actually proactive in making sure that we have the systems and processes in place to hopefully prevent violence occurring in the first place, which is why we called upon the previous LNP government to undertake a systematic coordinated approach to reviewing the current situation with regards to violence incidents towards nurses and midwives, and they refused to act on that. We are happy that the current government, and indeed current Minister Cameron Dick, in recent times has agreed to coordinate a task force, if you like, looking into this very issue, important issue of violence towards nurses and midwives and other health workers, because it is very long overdue.
So you were aware of the levels of violence?
We were aware anecdotally that violence was increasing, and so we made multiple contact with the previous government to call for a coordinated approach. Within Queensland Health, part of the problem was that we now have 16 different hospital and health services, and they all have different responses to violence. They have different policies, different training frameworks and the like. So when we couldn't get any action from the previous government, we even wrote to the Auditor General seeking a review by them as an independent party, such as had occurred in Victoria. The Victorian Auditor General had done such a review. Unfortunately, their work program had already been established, but they said that they would put it into their future work program for their plan from 2015 to 18. That wasn't good enough for us. We kept on lobbying about this issue in the lead up to the state election. And as I can, we're eternally vigilant in terms of when incidences do occur. We support members. We are proactive in terms of local workplace consultative forums in terms of raising issues as they arise there. And our local reps are very active in making sure that any issues or any weaknesses in the current protections in regards to violence towards nurses and midwives are addressed with local management. So we're as proactive as we can be as a union, and including the political lobbying that we did to secure this particular review, which is now underway. It just seems a tad offensive, I've got to say, to blame the Nurses and Midwives Union, indeed because we are made up of nurses and midwives, for the actual problem. We're not perpetrating the violence. Members of the community and patients are perpetrating the violence. We just want to see it stop so our members can actually feel safe at work.
In lieu of a system that covers all the hospitals, to deal with these sorts of issues, have you been advising your members on how to deal with violent patients?
Yes, we certainly do, and we even have we provide training on a regular basis for our members about their industrial rights and entitlements, but also run workplace health and safety courses. But we're very active at a local workplace level, at the local consultative forums, in dealing with these issues day in, day out. So to say that we are doing nothing is just couldn't be further from the truth. We are active on a daily basis in supporting and representing members. We need to do it on a systemic level as well, because we need systemic approaches. It's just good enough to be reacting to the ongoing problems. We need to be looking at the sources of the violence, because each of the sources will be different. It could be in large instances in emergency departments, it's people who might be affected by alcohol. To a lesser extent, it's ICE, even though we hear a lot in the media about the ICE epidemic. There's much more of a problem with people suffering from alcohol abuse. It could be the fact that they are demented, or that they are suffering from an acute mental health emergency, where they might be psychotic. There's a whole range of reasons why people either perpetrate violence or threaten violence towards health workers. And we need to unpack those. There's not going to be one solution. That's why we've called for a systemic view of this whole problem, as has occurred in Victoria. And we're really welcoming the fact that the first step in that process is the task force review that we're currently doing within Queensland Health. But this problem not only impacts upon members working in the public sector, it affects members in all sectors, be it private hospitals or aged care.
And that was the Secretary of the Queensland Nurses Union, Beth Mole, ending that.